strengthening their alliance. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden and South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol in a joint news conference that's just ended, pledging to work together on trade and fighting COVID and on ending threats from North Korea.
President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, by further strengthening our deterrence posture and working toward a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Yoon pledging to take a heightened role in advancing freedom, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. Later today, the president will head to Japan for the second leg of his Asian trip. Back home, the president's plan to end Title 42 health restrictions on immigrants at the southern border has been stopped by a federal judge's order.
That judge sided with 24 states that sued the Biden administration, saying the states proved ending Title 42 would cause immediate and irreparable harm. U.S. District Judge Robert Subberhays points to increased border crossings and overcrowding at processing facilities that would then lead to increased costs for health care and schools.
But Fox's Jeff Paul reports the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's ruling. One person is dead, 40 others injured in a tornado touchdown in the northern Michigan town of Gaylord. Several homes and businesses damaged.
Entire businesses destroyed, windows blasted, cars getting flipped over. Just, an incredibly devastating scene here.
It's Max Goldwasser of Fox 17 in Grand Rapids, who says the town remains under a curfew until 8 o'clock this morning. The first Defense Department flights bringing pallets of infant formula from Europe will arrive in the U.S. this weekend. The initial shipments, hypoallergenic formulas needed by babies with allergies to the protein in cow's milk. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Lawyers on both sides surprised by a development Friday in the trial of former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman.
Clinton campaign manager for the 2016 cycle, Robbie Mook, casually told jurors that his boss, Hillary Clinton, gave her blessing to tip off a reporter to the now debunked Trump Russian bank story, even though the campaign was not 100% sold on the facts of that story. Mook told jurors, quote, "I discussed it with Hillary as well. I don't remember the substance of the conversation, but no. Notionally, the discussion was, hey, we have this and we want to share it with a reporter. She agreed."
Fox's David Splunk reports the judge then allowed prosecutors to show the jurors a tweet from Hillary Clinton that said computer scientists had found a link between the Trump campaign and a Russian bank, a claim which FBI investigators found to be false. Attorney Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI. The first Ukrainian-born member of Congress says the just-approved $40 billion aid package for his homeland is a step in the right direction.
Indiana Republican Victoria Spart says the U.S. was slow initially in sending weapons and other military aid to her native Ukraine.
We've been dragging our feet for a while, right?
But she says the $40 billion in assistance is moving in the right direction.
Meaningful is something that will make a difference if we want to de-escalate the crisis.
Opposition has come from some Republicans. Nearly a dozen in the Senate voted no. 57 House Republicans opposed the spending.
Well, there are some people with different views, which is okay. You know, we're a very diverse party.
And Spart says she, too, shares some concerns about oversight and ensuring funding goes where lawmakers intended. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Russia claims to have now completely captured the city of Mariupol, its biggest victory yet in the invasion of Ukraine, after a three-month siege and an estimated 20,000 civilian deaths. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.